We all have had or will have grief. Soul-shaking, heart-wrenching, self-shattering grief. Come and see, we tell Jesus. Come and see my deepest pain. Why didn't you fix this? Why didn't you stop this before it happened? Why weren't you here? Come and see, Mary said after her brother had died. Come and see where they have laid him. Why didn't you fix this? Why didn't you stop this before it happened? Why weren't you here? Jesus' response to Mary is the same response he has to us when we lead him into our innermost sorrow. He bursts into tears. Isaiah says, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Jesus does not look at us in the middle of our weeping and tell us to cheer up, for he has everything under control. He does not tell us to get a grip on ourselves and to just trust him, for heaven's sake. N.T. Wright says, quote, there is, rather, the man of sorrows, acquainted with our grief and pain, sharing and bearing it to the point of tears, end quote. He bursts into tears right along with us, coming into our sorrow and bearing the burden with us. Come and see, we tell him. Come and see where I have suffered my greatest pain. Come and see, he tells us in reply. Come and see. And he leads us through our grief into a place of love and peace and resurrection, a place where he now dwells in the light and glory of a new day. N.T. Wright, quote, the new day is dawning, and though where we live the night can be very dark and the tears very bitter, there is light and joy waiting not far away, end quote. Come and see.